This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well now, heavens again, it is indeed a pleasure to be inducted back into your vibrational level. And once again, we express our gratitude to the ESOU for offering us this opportunity. And we would remind you as well that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in that telepathic interaction, that silent communication with other entities, or that portion that you might refer to as your higher self, or that spark of consciousness that you are. And as always, the choice to be involved in that type of interaction is yours, absolutely. Now, your reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, as we have suggested many, many times, is a reflection of and a validation of your belief systems or beliefs that you hold. And so in your awakened consciousness state, you look at this reality and you look at an experience and you wonder, what is the belief? What is the belief system? Well, first of all, the experience is a reflection of beliefs and belief systems. And belief systems are made up of a multitude of beliefs. It's like the analogy, once again, that we've used many times, that any type of object that you experience or that exists within your conscious state is made up of minute particles that you refer to as molecules, and the molecules in turn are made up of even more minute components that you refer to as atoms. And so it is a combination of the atoms that make the molecules, and the molecules combine to make whatever object it is that you're experiencing, and it's the variations in those particular components that give the texture or the reality to the object or the experience that you have in your awakened consciousness state. So it is that belief systems are similarly made up of beliefs. A combination of beliefs form a belief system, and the reality that you experience is influenced by this belief system, this multitude of beliefs that you hold. And so, in your awakened consciousness state, you look at that and wonder, where did I form all these beliefs? Where did they come from? Where did I form these belief systems? It's important, once again, to understand that the awakened consciousness state is the illusion state, the most illusionary state that you can be involved in the creation or the experience of. Altered states of consciousness are more real, more sustainable, if you wish. And many of the beliefs and belief systems that you hold are beliefs that you choose in your so-called altered states of consciousness. The conscious state is the illusionary state, or the most illusionary state that you experience. Each of you understands that you cannot sustain this conscious state. You can sustain it for a period of time, and indeed, if you were to use some type of chemicals to alter your so-called physical makeup, you can even extend that conscious state for what you might look at as being a very long time. But you understand that at some point the consciousness will be terminated first of all in what you refer to as a dream state, or when you enter into your sleep state, you alter your consciousness, and in that state you are experiencing other types of existence or realities which you refer to as the dream state, what many look upon as being illusionary. That so-called illusionary state in actuality is much more real than your so-called awakened consciousness state. And from that altered state of consciousness in the dream state, if you go on, we hesitate to use the terminology of levels, but if you go one step farther, if you wish, or into one slightly altered state of consciousness, you enter into what we refer to as the between incarnational state. You die. Now you understand absolutely that this so-called awakened consciousness state cannot be sustained indefinitely in terms of your belief in time and space. At some point, you will enter into the dream state or an altered state of consciousness, and beyond that point, you will enter into the between incarnational state. And for many, that between incarnational state seems to be much more infinite than your so-called awakened consciousness state. The awakened consciousness state, which you look at as an incarnational period, for many can be a very brief existence. And believing that when you enter into your so-called between incarnational state, that is an infinite eternity type of existence. But the irony of it is that in that between incarnational state and those altered states of consciousness is the real state. And that when you enter into your so-called awakened consciousness state, you are more like into an illusionary dream state. It's this state, awakened consciousness, that's difficult to sustain. It's the other states that are real. It's the other states that you many times exist in and make certain choices in beliefs and belief systems to bring them into your so-called awakened consciousness state so that you can experience certain realities that allow you to be involved in that intense range of emotions and feelings. And so this awakened consciousness state is the illusionary state. And it's not necessarily the state in which you form your belief systems. In your between incarnational state, you may choose to reincarnate, to be involved in another life experience, if you wish. And in that state, you interact with other entities. And you make choices and decisions to hold certain belief systems. And you bring into your so-called awakened consciousness state belief systems and beliefs that influence the reality that you experience in this illusionary existence in your awakened consciousness state. From that between incarnational state, for example, you may choose to be involved in a physical existence where you are physically limited in various terms compared to the other individuals that you are existing with in that particular incarnational period, a choice that you make in your so-called altered state of consciousness. A very difficult choice for you to alter in that particular incarnational period, and when you're in that conscious awake state of that incarnational period and you believe that that's all it is, and you look upon it and ask yourself, why do I have to have this experience? Why me? Well, because you choose at some level of your consciousness, and because that awakened consciousness state is the illusion. Because in other areas of your so-called existence, you're involved in other incarnational periods where you're experiencing other realities in your awakened consciousness state, where you're involved in an entirely different physical experience and physical capacities and capabilities. And in that state, when you're in that so-called awakened consciousness state, you believe that that's all there is. You're so blessed. I exist in this existence and I have all of these physical attributes, and yet in another area of who and what you truly are, you exist in other incarnational states where you question why you are involved and why you have these physical limitations. It's because at some level of your consciousness, at what you might refer to as the between incarnational state, you put in place the choices and the decisions to hold certain belief systems so that you can have these experiences, so that you can experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with those various so-called awakened consciousness existences. And so you choose, in this altered state of consciousness, many of the belief systems that create the reality you experience in your awakened consciousness state. The scientists like to have validation. Validation makes it real, makes this awakened consciousness illusionary state of real and understandable. And so your scientists have come up with what they refer to as the DNA in your so-called recent history. And in that so-called DNA, there are certain attributes that influence your physical experience in this incarnational state. Your scientists are looking at the DNA, and there's a whole bunch of so-called portions of the DNA for which they do not understand. They look at it and think that perhaps it has no meaning. Perhaps it's just junk that sits there on the DNA. And yet, in order to validate your science, belief systems, in order to validate the reality, you, as individuals, indeed as a human consciousness, have agreed to participate in this so-called DNA creation process and put in place in that junk portion of the DNA, that unidentified portion of the DNA, certain possibilities for you to experience certain types of realities in this incarnational period. And you go through the incarnational period through, once again, agreements that you've made with other entities and individuals, and as you begin to hold concepts and beliefs of who and what you truly are in your awakened consciousness state, as you begin to like or dislike yourself, as you begin to have a very strong or a very weak character, you influence the energy that surrounds the DNA. And so in this so-called junk of your DNA, you've put in place all of these possibilities that I might, for example, experience some type of a hereditary disease that's been traceable back to my ancestry. And as you hold certain beliefs, be they positive or negative, it's important to understand that this is not a right or wrong concept, that you're not doing something right or you're doing something wrong that creates it. Absolutely not. It's a reality that you choose to be involved in. It's not right or wrong. And so by holding certain beliefs about this reality, by making certain choices, you alter the energy that surrounds that portion of the DNA. And as you alter the energy that surrounds your DNA, you take what was once perhaps simply a possibility and turn it into a probability. And that can go both ways. You see, when we make these types of suggestions, many individuals look at it and say, well, I must have done something wrong because I'm now experiencing this negative type of existence when I had a reality that I didn't particularly want to alter, and now here I've altered it to a negative experience. It can be exactly the opposite. Perhaps you're involved in some type of reality that your society would look upon as being a negative type of existence, and you, through altering your belief systems, alter the DNA by altering the energy that surrounds the DNA and taking what was once a probability and turning it back into simply a possibility by altering that reality, or conversely, taking a probability, a possibility rather, and turning it into a probability. For example, you have at this time to believe in your concept of time and space. You have children who are being born, if you wish, or reincarnating, and who, to validate your belief from the scientific point of view, are bringing with them DNA that contain within it certain elements that they inherited from their ancestry or from their parents. And you have children who are coming into your particular incarnational period who have a DNA that your so-called scientists would look at and say it has some very negative aspects to it. That these children will develop some very horrific types of diseases. and those children, by altering the energy that surrounds the DNA, are altering the DNA entirely. And so what was once looked upon as being a probability to have a very negative, undesirable experience by experiencing some type of incurable disease has suddenly disappeared. And you look upon that as being some type of a miracle. You exist in an illusion. You can have whatever it is you desire. If you want to believe that it's a miracle, then you're not even told you can have that. But these children understand at some level of their consciousness, perhaps not consciously, but at some level of their consciousness, understand that they are in absolute control. And they make the choice to alter the reality by altering a belief system. And as a result of the alteration of that belief system, they are altering their reality. And as a result of altering their reality, they're altering the energy that surrounds the DNA. And the DNA is actually changing. And when your scientists are comparing the present DNA of some of these children to their past DNA, it's hardly recognizable. They've changed it. And so the energy that surrounds the DNA has the capacity to take what's a probability and turn it into a possibility, or conversely, what's a possibility and turn it into a probability. To validate belief systems and beliefs that are many times chosen in an altered state of consciousness that you might refer to as being as your between incarnational state. In your so-called past, in your history, and again we use that terminology so that you can get a grasp of some of the concepts, in your so-called past, many individuals entered into this incarnational period with what you might refer to as a preset determination of the experiences that they would have throughout that incarnational period, and you refer to it as fate. It would be a very precise series of events and tragedies and perhaps very desirable types of interactions that they would have throughout that particular incarnational period. Set upon and based upon beliefs that they chose in the so-called altered state of consciousness in that between incarnational state. Not only beliefs that they chose, but agreements put in place with all of the entities that they would interact with throughout that incarnational period. And so it was in your so-called past that it was possible for many individuals to predict with quite an accurate type of experience what it was that would occur throughout one's particular lifetime. It was quite possible not only to predict within a particular incarnational period, but to extend that type of prediction through what you might refer to as many various incarnational periods for that particular individual and indeed for entire societies, based upon, once again, this concept that in your so-called between incarnational state you made the choices to put in place the belief systems, and as you came into your so-called awakened consciousness state in a particular incarnational period, you simply did not believe to any extent that it was possible to alter or to control your reality. And the reality played itself out based upon belief systems that you put in place in altered states of consciousness. And there was this belief that it was fact, that this could be predicted, that this is what would occur. So you follow certain steps, it would be this and this and this, and the outcome would be such, and it was entirely predictable. That type of existence continues, once again, to use your belief in time and space, in this particular incarnational period for many individuals. It's a choice you can make. It's not right or wrong. It's important to understand that this is not a right or wrong concept. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. It's that simple. But in this particular, once again, time and space continued, in this time that you're involved in, You, as a human consciousness, have chosen to alter the energy that surrounds this vibrational level that you're existing in. A very subtle alteration of energy. Not something that's going to be outstanding and you're going to wake up one morning and there's going to be this slap in the face and everything is going to be entirely different. Absolutely not. A subtle alteration in the energy that for those choosing not to recognize it will not even be noticeable. Life will continue for many the same as it has. Individuals who choose to be involved in that belief system where fate controls their reality shall continue to have a reality that validates the beliefs they hold. But you have that opportunity, should you choose, to be involved in a type of existence where it's possible for you in your awakened consciousness state to influence your reality in a manner that has not been possible in your so-called history. This alteration of energy gives you that opportunity, should you choose to be involved, to consciously influence your reality. And once again, the example that we've used of children who are altering their DNA are children who have chosen to be reincarnated with that understanding, with that capacity. The irony of it is that even individuals who look upon this particular type of creation process and say, well, it's not possible. Those who believe that fact is something that's beyond their control, those who believe that there are other entities that control their reality, and will have that opportunity when they reincarnate to bring with them this understanding of their capacity to consciously create and influence their reality. And they will in all likelihood come back as children that you in this particular incarnational period refer to as the indigo children. Those children who seem to have unnatural abilities and capacities to influence and create their reality. Such as, once again, the example of those who can alter their DNA to influence their reality in what you might refer to as a more positive influence. It's important again to understand positive and negative are human and awake concepts. The stock of consciousness that you are does not judge it one way or the other. And so you have these individuals who in this incarnational period would suggest that it's not possible, and yet to reincarnate bring with them that understanding that they are indeed capable of consciously influencing their reality and of making choices and decisions that influence their belief systems so that it alters the reality that they experience in their awakened consciousness state. Even though in their awakened consciousness state they may not be entirely aware of the process that's being utilized. You see, the process is not important. The method or the technique is not important. So many individuals ask, well, what should we do? How do we create our reality? How do we alter that belief system? What's the best technique? The best technique is the one that you believe will work. And those children that are altering their reality are not looking for a method or a technique. They simply work at creating the reality because that's what they believe it's within their capacity to do. You see, that's what's important. It's the belief in the technique or the method that you use, not the method or the technique. We've used the analogy many, many times, and in fact, we're sure that many are tired of hearing of the analogy, that you come upon a shore and there's a body of water that you must cross. And just off the shore there's a bank of fog and you're not sure how far the journey is and you're not sure what's on the other side of the fog. And lined up along the shore are a multitude of vessels that you can choose to utilize in your passage across the water and through the fog. And some individuals run up and down the shore, checking out all of the vessels to make sure that they're properly equipped and that they have all the necessary provisions because it could be a long and dangerous journey. And they want to make sure that it's very seaworthy and that everything is going to be just fine so that they're going to be safe on this journey. And the next individual comes along and looks at the first vessel and says, I think this one will do just fine, gets in the vessel and does the journey. The irony of it is, it's the belief in the vessel that you choose, and not the vessel. The irony of it is that you can walk across the water if you wish. You don't need a vessel at all, and there's absolutely nothing to be afraid of. You cannot fail. And so it is that the method or the technique is what's important. whether it's the belief in the method or the technique, that's important, not the method or the technique. So what do you believe? That's what's important. If you believe you're not in control, then you can have that. These so-called indigo children who are entering into this new age and new energy are bringing with them at some level of their consciousness the understanding that they can consciously influence and create their reality. And that possibility is open to each and every entity existing within your vibrational level. Always has been. This is nothing new. What's new is that you as a human consciousness have chosen to make subtle changes to the energy that makes it more probable for you to have that capacity in your awakened consciousness state. That's what's new. The creating the reality is not new. You do it all the time. You just simply don't realize it or won't accept it. But you do. It's your creation. Absolutely and entirely. And so, once again, as you enter into this so-called new age and new energy and this subtle alteration of the energy, it becomes more possible for you to consciously get a grasp of the beliefs that you're holding so that you can alter the belief, and as a result of the alteration of the belief, alter the reality that you're experiencing. To whatever method or technique you choose, it really doesn't matter. As well as using that type of understanding, you have the capacity to pay attention to the experience that you're involved in and the belief systems that seem to spring up or the reactions that you have to a certain interaction that you're involved in with other entities, and pay attention to the thoughts and feelings that you experience. Pay attention to the emotions that give you glimpses into the beliefs that you're holding, so that you can alter the belief, and as a result of altering the belief, alter your experience, or at least your perception of the experience that you're involved in, so that you can feel more in control, or more at ease, less stressful perhaps. Pay attention to those spontaneous reactions, not the ones where you have a particular attitude because you've been taught that that's the attitude that you must hold in order to have a proper experience. We're talking about the spontaneous attitudes, the one that springs up and you think, where did that come from? Pay attention, because it's a key to the belief system that you hold. Attitudes and beliefs go hand in hand. Thoughts and feelings influence your choices and your decisions that have a reflection upon your beliefs and your attitudes. Pay attention. You can get glimpses into the beliefs that you hold. And when you get the glimpse, regardless of how abstract the belief may be, you have the capacity and the opportunity to influence it and to change it. And when you change it, you absolutely change the reality that you experience. If you don't like the reality, change the belief. It's that simple. It's so simple that it's almost disarming. It can't be that easy. How can it just be that simple? If I change a belief, I change my reality. How can it be so simple? It really is. It really, truly is. Alter the belief, you will alter the reality. It's important to understand what the belief is. It's important to understand who and what you truly are. It's important to like who you are. It's important to understand that you create your reality from a position of absolute and unconditional love, and that you can bring that absolute unconditional love into your consciousness state so that you can have it consciously. It's important for you to understand that the reality that you're experiencing is a reflection of the belief you hold. It's important for you to understand that you cannot fail. It's important for you to accept the responsibility for the reality that you're experiencing if you ever wish to have any hope of altering it consciously. For if you don't believe you're in control, then you will absolutely create the reality to validate the belief, and the spark of consciousness that you are will rejoice at such success at validating a belief system that you hold. It's not a right or wrong concept. It's a choice that you can make. Absolutely. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
Yeah, when you were talking about belief, can you bring one belief into each current? Like, you can bring a belief into the one incarnation and then to another incarnation until you decide to get rid of that belief? I don't know how to explain that.
It becomes very difficult to give an explanation about the concept of who and what you truly are and how all of the incarnations are occurring simultaneously. Even to use the terminology of simultaneously is a reflection of the limitations of a vocabulary, because simultaneously once again refers to this concept of time and space, which doesn't really exist. It's an illusion. It only exists in your awakened consciousness state. It's possible for you to hold a belief and experience that particular belief in a multitude of incarnational periods. And because you change it in one particular incarnational period does not necessarily mean that it will change in another. And because you hold it in one particular incarnational period does not mean that you must hold it in many. What do you choose? What do you believe? It's not necessary to be limited by certain beliefs that, well, if I experience this in this incarnational period, then I'm going to have to go through some type of experience. As soon as you begin to think that I have to, then you have limited your belief in understanding that you control it all. You don't have to do anything. What you have to do is understand that you cannot fail, that you are the God that you search for, and that you create your reality. Those are the only three absolutes, not only in this vibrational level, but in all of the vibrational levels. And so all of the other concepts are actually simply limitations that you put upon yourself from your awakened consciousness state. Those limitations do not exist at that level of consciousness from which you create your reality. There are no limitations. The only limitation to the reality that you experience, both as individuals, as a society, and as an entire human consciousness, are the beliefs that you hold. The only limitation is your imagination. As one begins to imagine, and from the imagination period, one begins to hold the concept that it's possible. And so it goes from being simply a possibility then into a probability. And one begins to hold the expectation that it becomes a reality, whether that be as an individual or as a society or as an entire human consciousness, then you experience it in your reality, and you create it. And it doesn't matter what it is. It could be anything that you can imagine. And so to ask questions like, is it one particular incarnational period influencing another? Do I have to hold certain beliefs in one, or can I hold them in others? The answer is, what do you believe? Because it's an illusion. You can have whatever it is, not only can, but do have whatever it is that you desire. And so if you wish to believe that it's possible for you to hold certain beliefs or belief systems throughout various incarnational periods, you can have that. Is it necessary? Absolutely not. Is it possible? Absolutely. The only limitation to the creation you experience in your awakened consciousness state is your imagination. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Really, it has once again been a very enjoyable experience, and we would like to express our gratitude for each of you for offering us this opportunity to enter into your reality, into your vibrational level, and to interact and to share with each of you. For us, it is indeed a learning experience, for we have never existed within your vibrational level, and indeed, we have no desire to do so. We would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level, and should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And until the next time that we have this opportunity to meet with you once again, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.